track 4, continuing with the news stories. Newton Abbott Racecourse has welcomed a new chief executive. Newton Abbott Racecourse has welcomed the former head of Aintree Racecourse, John Baker, as its new chief executive following the retirement of Patrick Masterson at the end of last year. While at Aintree, John oversaw the world-famous Grand National meeting and successfully raised the racecourse's global profile as he led a range of innovative commercial, operational and community initiatives. John left Aintree in 2020 and took on a new challenge as chief executive of Whitehaven Harbour Commissioners. Under his leadership, his team transformed the marina into a thriving hub, combining community and commercial interests. He also supported Windermere Marina Village to ensure stewardship and long-term growth. A spokesperson from Newton Abbott Racecourse said, "John brings a blend of industrial experience and fresh perspective gained from his recent roles in the marine and leisure sector. John hopes to build stronger links with local communities and to broaden the appeal of the racecourse to ensure it remains a vibrant and forward-thinking destination for racing fans and visitors alike." Patrick, or Pat Masterson, the former managing director of Newton Abbott Racecourse, retired at the end of December after working at the racecourse for 35 years and serving as managing director for 25 years. As well as managing Newton Abbott Racecourse, Pat contributed to the wider UK racing industry by sitting on numerous boards and committees. The racing season at Newton Abbott is scheduled to start on April the 10th.
Train passengers left out in the cold claim. Newton Abbott MP Martin Wrigley led a Westminster debate on train services in the South West, saying they have suffered from an historic lack of investment. It has been claimed train passengers in Devon and Cornwall are being left out in the cold as billions of pounds are spent on high-speed rail projects elsewhere in the country. Lib Dem Mr. Wrigley said, "In the South West, we can often feel like second-class travellers, watching our services get worse so that other services can be made better." Mr. Wrigley told MPs the vulnerable railway in and out of Devon is an economic lifeline, and the 2014 storm, which closed it for 8 weeks, had cost the local economy more than £1 billion. But funding for a crucial fifth and final phase of a huge project to fortify the line has still not been agreed, and Mr. Wrigley said there are fears it could be quietly forgotten. Transport Under-Secretary Simon Lightwood, Labour MP for Wakefield and Rothwell, said the government is still in talks with Network Rail about the final stage of the Dawlish and Tynmouth defences. Mr. Wrigley is also concerned about years of disruption ahead as work continues on a massive new station at Old Oak Common in London, just outside Paddington. The 14-platform station will be a hub for the HS2 high-speed line linking London to the north of England. Services from Paddington will be disrupted for years as Old Oak Common takes shape. Over the recent Christmas and New Year period, trains didn't run into Paddington whilst engineering work took place, with passengers instead having to use Euston to the north of London. That is likely to happen more frequently as work progresses. Mr. Wrigley said Old Oak Common will impact South West rail services for another 6 or 7 years as it is constructed. "I have already started to receive complaints from constituents about the inability of Euston Station to cope with the volume of passengers. But the piece of the plan that adds insult to injury is the idea that every GWR train will stop at Old Oak Common, adding 5 to 15 minutes to every single journey." Rachel Gilmore, Lib Dem MP for Tiverton and Minehead, said services in the South West are inadequate and the punctuality is pitiful. West Devon Conservative MP Rebecca Smith pointed out the Tories had increased investment in the rail network by £100 billion, including £165 million on rail resilience projects in the South West. She said that while the government had said there is no more money to spend in the West Country, it had pledged money for a crew to Manchester Line.
Multi-storey car park lift replacement work starts. Essential modernisation work is taking place to replace the lift at Newton Abbott's multi-storey car park. The outdated lift has been a source of trouble and complaints from car park users for some years due to its unreliability. But work is due to start to replace the lift at the Teignbridge Council-owned car park in Sherborne Road. It will be out of action for an estimated 8 weeks. A council spokesman said, "Over recent years, the lift has become unreliable and now needs to be replaced to avoid the cost of further repairs due to faults and breakdowns. We understand this may cause inconvenience to people with mobility issues and parents with prams and are sorry for the disruption. However, the work does need to take place to ensure we can provide a reliable lift in the longer term." The lift's unreliability has been a particular problem for those with mobility issues and parents with pushchairs. Since the closure of Wilko in 2003, there has been no alternative lift available. The lift at Wilko was operated by the landlords of the property, and since the store shut, it has been permanently closed. A town centre master plan appraisal, carried out for Teignbridge Council in 2018, described the car park as an unattractive structure which dominates adjacent streets. At the time, usage of the car park was said to be low, and its vehicle entrance ramp and pedestrian entrances need to be improved. Teignbridge Council says alternative disabled parking spaces are available in both the Cattle Market and Halcyon Road car park, which are nearby.
A Teignbridge food bank was one of the charities and organisations to benefit from money seized by police from criminals. Last year, £22,000 was, quote, reinvested through Devon and Cornwall Police's Proceeds of Crime Act fund. Homeless in Teignbridge Food Bank, known as HITS, received £1,000 to support its work providing food packages to homeless people and those experiencing a crisis. Superintendent Hayley Costar, who heads the POCAR panel, said, "It's fantastic we're able to use money seized from criminals, often who have caused significant harm to our communities, to give back to local people so it can be used for good. The money we award goes to causes that have a positive impact on the lives of people within South Devon. I'm pleased we've been able to make such a positive difference to so many worthwhile causes."